It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today and get free welcome coins you can spin for a chance at cash prizes. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
First, a new register of builders has been set up by the Construction Industry Regulation Ireland to crack down on so-called cowboy builders and give homebuyers more confidence in the industry. I'm joined on the line by Peter Finn of MDS Construction, also known as Pete the Builder. Good morning, Pete.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. What are your initial thoughts on this new body?
Well, I suppose, first of all, the headlines in the paper this morning are a little bit, headlines, as you know, to suck you in. But the board has been set up. So the CIF, the Construction Industry Federation, has been around for a very long time. And then they set up this body, CIRI. So it's the CIRI. And that basically is an online register where people can go to get a competent builder. And to be able to get onto that register, you have to fill in a lot of documentation, and you have to supply a lot of information to the CIRI board to be put on it. So it is absolutely a positive thing, but you know, like anything new, there's going to be a little bit of transition, and some negatives will come with it as well.
Now, the idea being that you every builder who feels him, and mostly him, but possibly herself, to be competent, they apply to register on this, they put all their details in, and a home builder or someone who's getting an extension done or whatever will look to this register, and if their builder is not on it, they will probably say, I'm not going to have that builder. So therefore, it's in the interest of builders to register.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. So it gives people who are looking to get some construction work done a way of checking to see if the builder that they're going to enter into the contract with has that level of competency. So what it means is that if you are a construction company or a builder that is on the register, it's very clear that you have filled in all of the documentation and it's been checked by CIRI, and you're therefore deemed as being somebody who's competent. And basically what they look for is your insurances, your tax clearance, make sure that you've got the correct legal entity set up so you actually are a registered company. And then also you have to have a certain amount of training and you have to have a certain amount of qualifications within your company. So it is a good thing. But at this moment in time, like the cowboy builder is usually the guy who's doing the 40 square meter extension out the back of someone's house. It's not at the higher end of the construction, you know, doing development.
Well, I'll give you an example. Recently, I came across a brand new house made by a very reputable builder, and it was being snagged. And the foreman who was involved in the snagging came on and told lies, said a certain repair had been done and was quite visibly not done. So this is at the highest level of house building. You get that kind of carry on.
Yeah, you will. Like, and again, look, in any industry, you're going to have a certain amount of people that will, you know, conduct themselves in a certain way. And again, I think that's in any industry. You're going to have people that will chance their arm. You're going to have people that will do certain things. And again, if that guy was involved in a construction project that, you know, had a proper design team involved and proper contracts were signed, you know, you're down. That's a human thing. But I suppose what the CIRI online register is, it's basically taking construction companies and builders to a certain point when a home builder or a home owner who's going to get construction work done can go to this and will have a certain amount of confidence. And you still got to manage things on site. You still got to make sure that, you know, your relationship with the builder on site throughout the project is an honest one. But at least it avoids people. Like, the horror stories that you mainly hear is people go, I went on Facebook, I seen some really nice photographs that this builder had done, and then it turned into a disaster. He asked me for a deposit. His price was cheaper than two other builders that I got. I went with him, and then 6 months later, the home is unfinished, or the work that's done is shoddy. That's the worst case scenario, and that's what I would call an out-and-out cowboy builder. Outside of that, you're talking about management on site and making sure that, you know, the delivery of a project is done in an honest way.
Now, this is a registration issue, and the idea being that eventually they'll have as many as they think, 20,000 people registered on this. So you, if you don't find your builder on that register, there's something very wrong. 20,000 is a huge number that they expect to be there. But here's the question. So you find your builder is on this register, and then something goes wrong, shoddy construction. What powers does Siri have to rectify your complaint?
Yeah, well, I think Siri would be the kind of last port of call. So, like, if you have a construction project on site, you would usually sign a contract with the builder, and there's usually an administrator of the contract, which in most cases will be the designer or the architect, could be an engineer as well. And they administrate the contract. So you try and resolve any issues within the contract to start off with, and then you can go to dispute resolution after that. And then after that, then if the cases are you know, if the situation is much more grievous than
that. So where do you go to for dispute resolution?
Well, you can go to the CIF. You know, they can do
it. Do they have a process? Now, that presumes that the builder is a member of the CIF, and of course, not every builder is.
So if you are going and using the builder outside of the CIF, well, then you're in a more difficult situation. Obviously, if the builder is registered with the CIF and the contract is with the Royal Institute of Architects, you know, it's a much easier process to do if you just go online and if you do a casual contract with someone who you don't really have any callback on. You're putting yourself in an extremely vulnerable position, and I would never advise anybody to do that. And again, you know, it's the old saying, you know, the cheapest person sometimes ends up being the most expensive in the end, where if you go, you get three builders, two of them are seem very competent and you know their history, but the other guy comes in lower and you go with him. Like, that type of stuff still does happen, and it does still lead to people having problems, you know. So, you know, look, there's good people and bad people in every industry. It's about protecting yourself as best you can and working with someone. You know, like, the fear, you know, can be removed by having a good relationship with someone and just getting some good, simple contracts put in place.
Now, there have been, as you know, a number of scandals in the sector. Fire safety, even in some of the most reputable developers and some of the most prominent blocks around the Dublin area, had fire defects, and it's going to cost the state, it would appear, many, many millions to help put these right. We have pyrite and mica scandals in the northwest, and again, it's going to cost the state, the taxpayer, you and me, an awful lot of money to put those right. And it scandalizes the whole industry when this kind of stuff goes on. You know, people are saying, if that's what they tried to get away with, what hope have we?
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
As ordinary punters.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Now, I think, you know, the pyrite situation is completely different to, like, a person coming in and purposely taking money on deposit and just running away kind of situation. This is a product that was not fit for purpose. And to be honest with you, it's the situation where that came from the manufacturing end. So if you're a builder on site and if you order concrete or you order blocks, you can only expect that they're going to come to the correct standard. Now, this is where, again, you need to be using reputable suppliers. So this is where there was quarries around the country that didn't have registration. They didn't have the correct checks done. But their product was slightly cheaper than maybe using one of the more well-known suppliers. And therefore,
It's not within the competence of an ordinary small builder, for example, or a householder to check the quality of the aggregate for the presence of mica or pyrite. They just don't. They don't know how to
absolutely.
Do it.
But yeah, I wouldn't know where to start to do that. But what I can do, any project that I've got, you have your documentation from the supplier, and at any stage I can ring them and I can get them to supply that documentation, because every batch of concrete has a test done on it. Mm-hmm. Same with blocks, and all of that stuff is recorded. And all that information is recorded, and when it's required, you can get to it. And now you hand over a safety file at the end of a project as well, and all of that information does be there within it. And I suppose over the years, construction has transitioned from being, just very simply increasing the footprint of a house for simply more space because families are getting bigger. Homes have changed. We've got the environmental issues going on. We've got, temperature control and all of these different elements that have come into our homes. And then you've obviously, people want a luxury element to their homes. So the industry has changed and evolved. The way we live has changed and evolved. And therefore, builders need to keep up with that, but also the regulatory bodies need to come up with it as well. And it is something that is constantly evolving and constantly transitioning.
But we're talking about Siri, this new outfit, and I'm wondering if something does go wrong and someone's on the Siri register, does Siri have any fund that will compensate people for things going wrong? Because you know what will happen. You talk about making sure that companies are registered and appropriately set up. If they have limited liability, should they just fold the company and off they run?
Yeah, well, again, to be a part of Siri, you have to have a certain amount of insurance, and you have to have a certain amount of a backing for your company. So, therefore, if you are a Siri registered company or builder, the homeowner or the home builder knows that they can fall back onto that insurance.
No, but I'm wondering, if for example, I choose someone, and maybe Pete, I wouldn't expect you to answer this question, but I'll throw it out there, that if you're registered with Siri and I then employ you as a Siri-registered builder and it goes wrong and you have to fold your company or whatever because you don't have the resources to put the defect right, and that's what companies big and small have done over the years, can I sue Siri then? Because I trusted them and they delivered unto me a company that ill-served me. I'm just wondering, I have that right?
I wouldn't have the answer for that. And definitely you'd have to get somebody from Siri to come on, and I'm sure they could give you that information very quickly. Mm. But again, there's a process before you get to that point, Pat. I think that's the point, really, is that if you are using somebody that is registered with Siri, you're using a company that all of those, that backup, is there already. So there is going to be proper insurance in place. There is going to be proper registration. There's going to be, all of those checks have been done, and therefore you're dealing with someone who is legitimate that you can fall back on. Look, issues happen. Mistakes happen on site, and problems happen all the time. And that's what insurance is there for. And if the correct insurance is in place, and if the correct registration is in place, you will have some sort of a fallback. But I can tell you one thing, if you use somebody who's not registered, and if you're someone who does not have the correct insurance or any insurance at all, you're in a much worse place. And I think that's the point. I'd rather than digging down and attacking maybe the people who are doing things right, I think the idea of the Siri board is to set up to try and get the regulation in place and to get legitimate people identified. And I think what they're trying to achieve, to try and go from 800 to 20,000 people registered with them, is going to be a big ask. I think what they're trying to do is to try and get everybody regulated and to try and remove the black market element that is still there. It's not going to happen overnight, same as any change.
I'll read you some of the comments coming in, Pete. I'm a builder who does 40 square meter extensions, and I'm no cowboy. It's the large companies that do dodgy work and then fold when it goes bad. Another one, there isn't a builder's team who build on time regardless of the situation, and the majority of labourers are on social welfare because they're trying to earn a living. We don't have competent apprenticeship training in this country versus other skilled workforces in other countries. So asking builders to register online who don't have this skill to even register is like looking for a needle in a haystack. Firstly, we need to understand who exactly is working in the building sector officially, and then maybe we will know who should be registering it. How much will it cost to register for builders? Don't know. More costs added to the price of a new building, says one. In other countries, the builder is on the hook for budget overruns and late delivery. Here, they won't do the work if you set those limits. And why not? We are carrying out a self-build and found these same challenges with Cowboy suppliers of materials, such as roofing and windows, even when we've paid significant deposits. And the big scandal in recent weeks has been the collapse of a company called DK Windows, leaving many, many people out of pocket, significantly out of pocket, and they were taking deposits, seems, right up to the when the end was clearly nigh. If the contractor's work is up to billing standards and the client won't pay, does the contractor have any recourse? Another one, getting the builder's details on paper is one thing. Isn't the best assessment checking the builder's previous work, and who will assess this? That's from Paul. So a number of comments there. And the idea that builder is never on the hook for overruns, and we've seen what's happening in the Children's Hospital in a very major project. What do you say about that? And also, if the client won't pay, and I've come across that with clients then who don't pay the builder when the work is finished.
Yeah, look, to be honest, Pat, there's some wide sweeping comments there. Someone incorrect, someone completely incorrect as well. Just because someone makes a comment, it doesn't mean that it's correct on both sides. But look, the construction industry in Ireland is huge. Always has been, and we've never been given the proper support from government level and from academic level. So basically, it used to be the whole thing of, if you don't go to college, you could end up on a building site somewhere, as if it was a huge insult and nearly like a family problem that somebody ended up in construction. That kind of, that just needs to be, like, that stain that's on the company needs to be just removed. You go to Australia, you go to some of these other countries, the trades and the people in construction are, you know, heralded as being, you know, excellent and required and feel as they're a part of it. People can go into construction and have an excellent career and can do things in an extremely legitimate way. Yes, there's bad people in the industry, but I can tell you now there's much more good people in the industry. You need to think about what you're doing. You need to do background checks on the companies that you're going to get supply the materials from and the company that you're going to get to do your work. And if you do that, you're taking a step in the right direction. Unfortunately, there's a generalisation that builders are bad or they're good. There's no middle ground. And the reality of it is there's a lot of middle ground. Yeah. And people just need to, you know, make sure that they do their own checks. Sometimes companies do go bust. But that is can have a massive amount of different reasons as to why those things happen. And somebody taking deposits knowing that they're going bust is absolutely unethical and is wrong. But those things happen in every industry, not just in the construction industry. And we need to have assistance and we need to work with our industry and not work against our industry. Make sure you do your background checks. And we've got some of the best tradespeople in the world. And that's a fact. You go to any of the trade skills and there's always an Irish person there up at the top. And again, the regulation of our construction industry may not be perfect, but it's a lot better than it is in a lot of other parts of Europe and all over the world.
Okay,
so again, let's not fight against the industry. Work with the industry.
Peter Finn, a.k.a. Pete the Builder of MDS Construction. Pete, thank you very much for joining us on
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's time to have your high-five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today and get free welcome coins you can spin for a chance at cash prizes. Visit HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.